accused of shooting 12 people dead at a cinema in Denver has faced court. James Holmes sat in court in a red jail suit and with dyed orange hair looked dazed throughout the hearing. The prosecution says it will speak to the victims and their families before deciding whether to seek the death penalty. The ABC has obtained a damning report into the East Branch of the Health Services Union. The long-awaited Tembi report shows millions of dollars were spent on lavish accommodation and huge pay rises. The union's former General Secretary, Michael Williamson, came in for special mention. The report accuses him of nepotism and of funneling millions of dollars of union funds to himself and his family. Iraq has had its deadliest day in more than 2 years. More than 100 people have died in a series of bombings across the country. Security forces appear to have been one of the main targets. One of the worst hit areas was a Sunni neighbourhood north of Baghdad, where more than 40 people died. The Syrian government has acknowledged for the first time that it has chemical weapons. The regime has promised it won't use them against its own people under any circumstances. It says the weapons are stored and secured by the armed forces. Foreign Minister Bob Carr is denying that he criticised the United States during talks with Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Media reports suggest that Senator Carr said the US was in decline, but the foreign minister says he was actually praising America's economic strength.